You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your voice.
Your station. Let's walk the talk.
702.
702.
Yeah, that conversation tomorrow here on the Clement Manyathela Show. Telkom Business, how you can unleash the potential of your business into the future using some of the digital platforms. Don't want to miss that conversation. Do tune in and join us tomorrow. Well, now we are getting into the conversation on the legal supplements here. This is what I'm talking about, to burn fat, right? Getting a lot of weight and beginning to worry. And the usual thing to go to if you're like me, you haven't enjoyed running in a while, you think, okay, what's something that I can take that can, you know, burn the stuff? Others are saying, no, you must drink a lot of turmeric shots. Maybe it might help you, a natural way of burning fat. There are several other ways that people are suggesting, but also certainly the question of taking supplements come into the fore. Which ones have you taken that work, or what has been your experience? Maybe you just think they just don't work. You can let us know as well. 011-883-0702, 0727021702. You can send us your voice notes there as well in the usage of legal supplements to burn fat. Matume Diale joining us now on the line, dietitian, who will help us with this conversation. Matume, good to have you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Tavo, and good morning to the listeners at home.
Yeah, is there a space for the use of legal supplements to burn fat?
It's a yes or no answer, depending on what kind of a client are you dealing in. Are you dealing with? I would not recommend the legal supplements for anyone, especially if you want to use them over the counter. It's always important that you go and consult your medical doctor before we can prescribe those things, because most of them have serious adverse side effects, including high blood pressure. And most people just want to take them over the counter without even thinking about their condition or any medical condition they have. That will hinder them taking those supplements.
How do they work? I mean, if indeed you are being given the correct advice, you're doing this via maybe your dietitian or even whoever it is professionally qualified to be able to give you that kind of advice.
Maybe first let me say, most of the time, some of these things that you have, medication that people use to burn fat, I mean, the most one that people use is what you call Duromine. And most of the time, Duromine, it's basically all of this medication that helps to burn fat. The aim is basically, the mechanism of action is basically about suppressing your appetite so that you don't eat much, so that at least then you get to lose weight. Remember, for you to lose weight, it means you must have an intake of less energy compared to what your body needs. That helps you to lose weight. So this mostly helps you to suppress your appetite. Then you can eat less than what your body requires. Then that helps you to lose weight. But again, like I said, they have serious adverse side effects, which you need to consult someone to make sure that you on the right medication.
Yeah. You know, you almost, when you read, you think that, no, you take this and it goes straight to the fat and it burns the fat. And is there a burn fatting property? How exactly does that work? Or are you saying when you suppress your appetite, you stop eating? And my understanding is that then when you need energy, then your body goes to the fat instead of the food that would be in your stomach.
The medication helps you to suppress your appetite, as I alluded earlier. When your appetite is suppressed, it means you're not going to be eating much. Most of the time, people that gain weight, we are basically eating more than what your body requires. So as you eat for more than what your body requires, that the excess energy is converted into fat. When you eat less than what your body requires, your body somehow tends to burn the fat. Not necessarily that the medication burns the fat.
And what are the dangers then that are associated, the side effects that you've already mentioned, with using these legal supplements?
The most prominent one mostly is high blood pressure. I know something like Xenical somehow causes too much fat in your stools. That's something that we always advise that you ask advice of the medical professional before you can use that medication.
And what is the advice then that you normally give to people who are considering this in as far as how to use them effectively?
I think we need to understand that most of the time, remember, this medication, all it does is to suppress your appetite. So that's something we can do even without you having to take this medication. Only probably in extreme cases, you might need this medication. But quite often, you don't really need this medication. All you need to do is get a dietitian that can work your diet plan to make sure that you eat less than what your body requires. And then one of the other things you must do is incorporate exercise into your daily routine in terms of your diet plan. Then that helps you to lose weight and burn the fat.
011-883-0702, 0727021702. Let's take some of your voice notes then on this. By the way, you can share your experience on legal supplements to burn fat. What have you taken? Did you find it to work? What have you taken that has not worked? And do you believe in these supplements at all? What's the case for you? 011-883-0702, 0727021702.
Hi, I just wanted to say fat burning supplements do not work. There's no such thing as a supplement that's actually going to help you burn fat, honestly speaking. In my younger days, I tried to use those. Mostly they're caffeine-based. And caffeine just gives you a lot of energy. What actually does help is you usually use those supplements and you eat better, so you know you're in a calorie deficit. And the calorie deficit is actually what causes the fat loss, not the actual supplement. I mean, it might help you use just a little bit more energy, but honestly speaking, you just need to eat in a calorie deficit and you lose fat. That's the long and short of it. Those things do not work. Please do not waste your money.
Thanks for the call. All right, let's take your thoughts as well. 011-883-0702. Caffeine-based. How dangerous is high doses of caffeine, especially taken, Madume, in that kind of form, to be used as fat burners?
I mean, one, we just need to be very clear. There's nothing in caffeine or any caffeine-containing product that will help you burn the fat. That's the bottom line. Caffeine is something that will stimulate you to have energy, as the lady has alluded. Too much caffeine at some point does cause high blood pressure. So I would literally advise against that. There's nothing in caffeine. The same thing as somebody taking lemon water. There's nothing in that helps you burn the fat. The
only How? There's nothing in lemon water.
What is in lemon water that helps you burn the fat? There's nothing in there in terms of your physiology. There's nothing in lemon water or caffeine that helps you burn the fat.
Yeah.
Only calorie deficit does have a huge impact in terms of your you losing weight or burning fat.
I'm telling you, there are people who would put their lives on the block on lemon water, certainly to be working. 011-883-0702. Let's get your thoughts. I see those messages coming in. Peggy in Boxburg, you're also off the view. The supplements don't work.
Yes. How are you? Good.
Go for it.
All right, man. For me, supplements are not working, my brother. I'm a runner. Started running maybe 2013 for sure. Yes. So this year, early January, I was weighing 93 kg. But now I'm weighing 29 kg because of running. So supplement is just for me. It's just waste of time. You know, I see people that goes to the gym and then. Some of them are using supplements, but it's a waste,
Peggy says. They're in Boxburg. They just do not work. Chantel, you're in Pretoria. Good morning.
Good morning, King. How are you doing, sir?
We are well. Hope you're well, too.
I am well, King. Thank you for the great topic. I'm listening to you, angels. All I want to say, King, I tried Herbex 2 years back. And honestly speaking, King, I didn't see result, even though I changed my way and what I take in. King, it doesn't work for me. I am a person that has to go to the road physically and sweat every day, and then I see results. So I can actually agree with the first caller, King, that if I go out there, drink a lot of water, and I go and do my exercises every day, more than 30 minutes, it's enough for the body. You must see, and I feel great, I sleep great, because it works for me, King.
Much appreciated, Chantel. Appreciate your call. Always so positive and bubbly, Chantel. Thank you very much for giving us a shout. 011-8307-0207-2702-1702. Matuma, the big issue then is this thing called metabolism and how this thing works. How does it work? And what are the things that you certainly can use to enhance its function?
One of the most things that helps you to increase your metabolism is exercise. And that increases your metabolism. That helps to create an energy deficit in most people. I think the second caller has alluded that, you know, you exercise, you create a huge energy deficit in your body. But again, you need to make sure that your diet is well. Your diet is not high in fat, is not high in sugar, so that you can have a proper energy deficit. That will help you lose the weight. And you exercising does help to increase your metabolism in terms of helping to burn the fat. The most challenge that you have with people that want to lose weight is that they want to lose weight tomorrow, and that does not happen. Most of the time, what works is a sustained energy deficit, not something you're going to do tomorrow by taking any of this medication or your headaches or whatever, and then you think tomorrow you're going to lose weight. People take these things and think, in a month's time, I'm going to move from size 44 to size 32. That's not going to happen. You need a sustained action to make sure that you can get to a proper energy deficit.
There are some then, Matume, who'd probably encourage, for example, the intake of low sugar and maybe artificial additives with their drinks and so on and so forth. Does that help?
Again, let's understand what sugar does in your body. Too much sugar and too much fat, most of the time they get converted into, your body has a very limited storage of sugar. So the more of the sugar you take, some of it most end up getting converted into fat. So the less sugar you take, then that means then you have got the less energy that you're taking that your body will need. So that becomes important. So sweetness doesn't any energy to your body. So that does help to make sure that you reduce your sugar, ultimately your energy intake.
So the one of the listeners sending us a WhatsApp saying one of the biggest issues is sugar. Cut sugar, you'll be fine.
You're not entirely, your body still needs sugar. Your brain survives on sugar. Yes, your body has a very limited storage of sugar. You don't need to take sugar in huge amounts. That's why it becomes important for you to go and consult a dietitian that they can give you the correct amount of sugar or starch that you need to take on a daily basis. Almost everything that you eat except meat has sugar inside. Whether you're going to eat vegetables, they do have sugar inside. You're going to eat fruits, they have sugar inside. So most of the time people think that when you cut starch alone, then you're literally cutting sugar completely. But most of the time, everything that you eat except meat does contain sugar.
And 011-8307-0702-1702, by the way, we're taking some of your thoughts coming through. This one saying, good morning, Tab. I've taken Duramine, but I was going to gym. Hot water is the best to burn fat. Women should avoid lemon water if they are in the age of giving birth. It can cause acidity. That is Kanya in Johannesburg. Yeah. So there's some side effect to taking lemon water as well.
The only thing lemon is highly acidic. So if you're gonna be having probably ulcers, it will not be recommended that you take any lemon water. If you're having any ulcers or any gastritis or so, I will not recommend that you take any lemon water. But again, the listener said hot water burns fat. That's entirely not true.
Oh, we're getting suggestions. For example, that when you wake up in the morning, first thing you do is take warm water, and that's a good way to get your metabolism started. And you burn some fat.
Again, that is not true.
you're busting our bubbles. You're killing us. But
a simple first question: one would ask? What is in water that is going to help you burn fat? Whether the temperature is zero, the temperature is 77 degrees Celsius. There's nothing in there that will help you burn fat. The thinking around water is that, because most of the time we run away from water. When you take water, it reduces the capacity of you having to take too much food. But that does not mean that it helps you to burn fat. Absolutely not.
Wow. All right, let's take some voice notes.
Good morning, Thabo. Harmony from Randburg. Thabo, on the subject of weight loss, I read somewhere that no matter how you do it, if you lose more than 3 kilograms a month, it just pops back later. So apparently you need to lose weight gradually no matter how you do it. Can the guest maybe comment on that? If it is really important that you should lose weight not too quickly, otherwise it bounces back.
Matume, not to lose weight too quickly, otherwise it bounces back. A gradual loss of weight is what you advocate for.
Yes, in all my clients, I always advise, let's lose weight gradually. Don't look for, now it's what, August, we are into December. We are getting to the season where patients come in, look, my guy, I want to lose weight in December, I've got a wedding, I need to lose 20 kgs. You need to lose weight gradually because you lose, your body sustains that weight. When you lose too much weight over time, your body does not sustain that weight loss. You are going to gain it back at some point, especially if whatever action you're doing is not going to be sustained.
King, you're in Sandton. Good morning.
Mr. Mduli, how are you?
I'm well, my brother. Matume is busy busting my bubble here. All things that I thought were actually working, he tells me they're not.
Matume is correct, but let me tell you, the best way to lose weight is to do it naturally and be patient and disciplined.
Yeah.
I used to weigh 117 kilos, 46 on the waist. Okay? I decided to change what I put inside my body, how I ate. The first thing I removed was bread. Bread was my weakness. I ate all sorts of bread, cotton bread, cotton cakes and all that. I didn't eat certain time of the day. You see, if you want to eat meat, eat it by 3 o'clock. Latest 3 o'clock, because meat takes a long time to digest, you know. So I changed my diet. In 6 months, I went from 117 to 95 kilos.
Sure.
Naturally.
Naturally. And there was a little bit of training there?
I went to gym every single day, Monday to Friday, and I maintained it since, you know. Be patient and be disciplined and eat well. What you put inside will determine your output.
King incentive.
That's all it is.
Much appreciated. Thank you very much. That's King there. Max, you're in Pretoria. Hi.
I'm good, Thabo. I know you're good. One thing that I'm asking to ask your guest, of which it did work for me, especially on the daily, it was the garlic, chewing it raw. It helped me a lot, even running in my neighborhood. I'm looking like a 30-year-old guy, Thabo. It does help.
I like it. I agree with him. This herbal
and everything, and the discipline when you are working out. I eat everything, but I can maintain my body like nobody's business. I'm now wearing around size 32 and 34 after leaving size 38.
Fantastic. Max there in Pretoria looking like a 30-year-old, doing well. He's chewing on garlic. Matume, this is confusing for me. my son looks like, very chiseled. I mean, very six-pack. But now he's no longer playing soccer because of his studies. But he eats bread like nobody's business. And King, they're saying, no, he cut bread and cold drinks. I mean, how effective is that kind of regime?
If you had listened carefully to the two guys that I just called right now, the one thing that basically they've done is energy deficit. That is basically they've done. Exercise has literally worked for them. On top of that, they've done energy deficit. In bread, there's sugar or the starch inside bread. Okay. So if somebody says, I've stopped eating bread, or let's say hypothetically you're eating two slices of bread, but you've replaced that with a cup of rice, you're literally somehow eating the same amount of starch, the same amount of sugar that you've eaten in bread. So it's not about the bread. It's about, at the end, the energy deficit that they've created in their daily diet. Again, in garlic, there's nothing in garlic that will help you lose the weight. The guy has been exercising. Yes, I understand he has also changed his way of eating. That has helped in terms of his energy deficit. It has nothing to do with him chewing garlic.
Yeah.
We can all chew garlic right now. We are not going to lose the weight. So in terms of your son, again, let's work on the energy deficit. Let's understand how much energy does he need to so that we can create the energy deficit. Let him go and exercise. That will help lose the weight. And have a maintained a sustained way of making sure your diet is good and you can maintain the exercise. That will help you to create a huge energy deficit.
All right. Soluble fiber is something else that is said to be contained in these supplements. How does that work?
Again, fiber mostly helps you to bind with most fat and it mostly gets out when you go to number two. But that does not mean that will help you in anyhow losing weight. Absolutely not. The most trick, as I said, and that's something I've been trying to allude over and over again, let's create an energy deficit. Supplements are, or medication are not going to work for you if you're not going to have a sustained way of making sure that you have got a diet that has a huge energy deficit in terms of what you need. And probably, again, let's include exercise to make sure that we can increase the energy deficit.
Madume, much appreciated. Thank you very much for coming on. Dietitian Madume, they're helping us in that conversation. Let's take just a couple of the voice notes there and hear what your thoughts are.
Good day, Thabo and the team. It's Anonymous here. I just wanted to ask, is weed part of the stuff that I can take to help reduce my weight? Because I see most of my friends who smoke it are not... not the same. They don't have the same weight as mine. They keep on losing weight. They smoke weed, my friends, and I just wanted to know if it does help. Thank you very much. It's Anonymous here.
Much appreciated. No, it's energy deficit. That's all you need. Energy deficit. Don't take any of that stuff. Heard there from Matu.